Hello, friend.
Rock and roll, Jeff.
We've gotten to the point now where when you come in, I have a gift for you and you have a gift for me. I like this arrangement. Let's keep it going.
Yes, thank you much.
You look all decked out with your Mount Marty hat, your Checkers sweatshirt. You brought a guest. We'll get to him in a moment. But on a scale of 1 to 10, how excited, and I think I know the answer, how excited are you for Rock of Ages?
I think it's a 10, Jeff. This has been just a riot.
You told me, I think last summer, you said, hey, wait until you hear what we've got coming out. So it's November 7th, 8th, and 9th. And it says on the flyer here, a jukebox musical comedy. That covers a lot of ground right there.
Well, there's like 20 songs in it, and anybody who likes classic rock's going to know every one of them.
This is the stuff you and I grew up with.
Yeah, it is. This is college for me. Brings back a lot of memories of that time.
I do want to mention on the poster, there is a warning at the bottom. This production contains very loud rock music.
Yes. So, you know, we're just letting people, because some people have been, oh, Rock of Ages?
Rock of Ages.
No, not that. Not the church one.
This is, you know, the boombox one.
Yeah.
I had these cassettes, Andy, growing up. I had these cassettes.
Right. Cassettes.
So music, but also funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're looking at funny right here.
Is Will the lead?
He is the glue that holds this thing together.
Okay, well, thanks for bringing in the glue.
So, yeah, you know, he's a lead. We have a few leads. We have a romance. You know, you got to have a girl and a boy fall in love and out of love and all that, you know. But, yeah, he holds his own, man.
Introduce him.
Hey, Will Walther. This dude showed up, what, 4 years ago when he did some theater, had a good time, then he was involved with track, nursing, and showed up in a theater class this fall. And,
he's got a full schedule.
Yeah, and so to have him back is just, it's unbelievable.
Let's say hi to Will.
This kid is going to rock.
Let's say hi to Will Walther from Hill City, South Dakota. That's out in the hills, of course. Good morning, Will.
Rock on, good morning.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Yeah. I told Will he's got a good vibe to him. I've only known him for a few minutes, but you're a nursing student, so I appreciate that. Hey, and you're a senior, right?
That's right, yep.
So, like, real life is coming here real soon.
It's the last hoorah, yeah.
Yeah. You know? What was your first theater experience at Mount Marty? And did you do theater in high school?
I did, yeah. So in high school, I played basketball. So I never did one acts or anything like that because I was more focused on like the athletic side of things. But during the fall, heck, I was all about it. I loved the drama. I loved the, you know, putting myself in a different mindset and just kind of going with it, you know. So, and then, you know, it always kind of took me a couple of years to kind of get good at it and get some confidence in the acting world.
Did you choose Mount Marty because of nursing?
I did. Okay. Yeah. Yep.
Strong nursing program.
Yep.
Do you think when Rock of Ages is done, it will be the favorite production of yours that you've been in at Mount Marty?
Yes.
What other ones have you really enjoyed?
You know, I did the Comedy of Errors. I played the Antipholus of Ephesus role. Yes. Yep. I still got a little bit of that Shakespeare language in the noggin, but that was another one of my favorite ones. I really felt like it grew as an
Who are you in Rock of Ages?
Rock of Ages, I am Lonnie Barnett, sound guy.
Tell me about him a little bit.
Lonnie is a free spirit, man. He's just a rocker, and you know, I see his role as just he's there to bring the energy, man. He's there to get the people going, to get the juices going.
Do you have
going.
Anything in common with him?
Yeah.
Are you a free spirit?
I think I am a free spirit. Yeah, for sure. You know, I'm a free spirit. I love rock and roll. I grew up listening to that kind of music.
My dad really, did your folks listen to this? Yeah, did you inherit this music?
I mean, Tom Petty's one of my favorites.
Nice.
Yeah, really listened to a lot of Tom Petty growing up. Yeah, and like Led Zeppelin, and I'm a big Pink Floyd guy too. So just all that kind of music from that era is really... I love all of it.
You're anything but comfortably numb here this morning.
Hey, yeah, right.
Do you think this music is better than today's music?
I do, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of the music today I feel is brain rot, and it just doesn't really
we
have
like
as
him.
Much meaning
we
as
like
much.
We like him,
Andy. You know?
Yeah, he's a winner, is he not?
We like him.
Yeah.
Who else is in this that we might recognize or that you want to mention?
Heck, I mean, you might recognize Carl Massa in it.
Oh, Carl, for sure. He's been on the show.
Oh, yeah. He's a rocker.
Carl and Will, they got a number. Okay, they got a number that's worth the price.
Isn't he a hot springs guy?
He is. Yeah. Yes, so we've known each other since like high school. We actually like raced each other back in high school. You know, I used to kick his butt. He's not gonna like me in that. But
you be channeling your West River stuff out there on stage at Marion Auditorium. Right, what do you think people will like about this production?
I think they're just gonna love how much we, the actors, and I mean just even the directors and the tech people, just how much we've like sacrificed, and you're gonna see the amount of work that we've put into this.
Embrace the music,
embrace it, just have a good come in and just have a good time.
Enjoy. Would you say it's a comedy? Is there funny stuff?
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. It's funny.
And I'm gonna let you pick the song. We got a few things that we want to ask Andy about here first, but I want you to pick the song that we're gonna go into after this. Which song do you pick?
Let's do "Just Like Paradise" by David Lee Ross.
I thought we discussed something else.
Or no, he's a free spirit, Jeff, right?
I was under the impression we were going to do Quiet Riot.
I mean, let's do Come On, Feel the Noise, too. But, you know.
I was leading you into that. I don't know if I have the other one. All right, and now to Andy. You're directing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fun one,
yeah. Great team. You know, Jim, my colleague Jim, I'm telling you, the light show alone, the light show. You're going to a rock show here, folks. It's a rock show, and the lights are incredible. Just seen a few of them. Catherine Remler is our choreographer. Julie Amsberry is our music director. Todd Carr is running our pit. We have Myron. Monty Jillick is going to be joining us in the band. Dr. Rice, Brendan Christensen, Todd Carr. I mean, we got a rock band.
It's going to be a very memorable three nights.
Yeah, I think it is. This is live music, folks. Live rock music.
Sunday's going to be a matinee, 7th, 8th, and 9th. And
yes. Yes.
Always got to ask you about tickets. We'll be giving some away here, but if people don't win them, how do they get them?
Yeah, well, 668-1234. That phone is always laying around the stage, and Jim picks it up, and then you can go online, mountmarty.edu/tickets, and order your seats online. All those seats, pick out the seat you want. If you want to be close, get close. If you want to be in the back, be in the back.
It's going to be a lot of this, isn't there?
Yeah, there's going to be a... Well, yeah, he's doing the gesture. I'm pretty sure Lonnie brings that gesture.
I'm raising my arms, and I got my pointer finger and my pinky finger up, and everything else is down. This is what we did.
Yeah. Will here has another gesture that I'm sure you're going to know.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nanu Nanu.
Mork and Mindy.
Yeah, we're going to the 80s. We're going to L.A., Sunset Strip. Yes, and we have a lot of Yankton people in this, Jeff. Good. We have a cast of 19. Like, half of them are Yanktonites. Community members, high school students, college students. I mean, Yankton, come out and support your Yankton.
I think it's going to be great. Rock of Ages, Mount Marty, November 7th, 8th, and 9th. Will, pleasure to meet you. Best wishes on wrapping up your senior year and your future in nursing. I think it looks bright. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, I appreciate you letting me come in and talk to you.
Yeah, what song do you think we should do?
Come On, Feel the Noise.
Okay, we can do that one.